Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Erechen, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. We're now going to see four klalim, four rules. Rule number one. Hesig Yad Banoider V'Hashonim Banidar. What does Hesig Yad mean? If I say the Erechen of so-and-so upon me, or I say my own Erechen upon myself, so it depends who I am. Depends how old I am. The Torah gives us a chart. I look at that chart, that's how much I have to pay, regardless of my particular value. What if I can't afford to pay it? So the Pasuk says, V'imachu me'erkecha, if I can't afford to pay it, so the Kayan has to decide how much I could afford to pay. So Hesig Yad, this halacha, that it depends how much money I have, depends on who made the neder. Banoider. So I'm going to come along and say, okay, the Erech of Reuven on me. Oh, but Reuven doesn't have any money. It doesn't make a difference if Reuven doesn't have any money. It goes after the Noider, not the Nidar. Reuven would be the Nidar, the subject of the Neder. Now, Klal 2. Klal 2 is, on the other hand, when we look at the chart and we say, oh, let's see how old the person is, and that's how much he's going to have to pay, by Nidar, that has to do with the person that is the subject of the Erech. And so if I said the Erech of Shimon is upon me, well, we'll look to see how old Shimon is. So if Shimon, let's say, is a male between 20 and 60, he's a man, I pay 50 shkalim. It doesn't make a difference how old I am. Now, getting back to that chart of Erechen. So the chart is based on two things. When I say whether it's the Erechen of so-and-so is upon me or my own Erech upon myself, that depends who I am. It depends how old I am. It also depends if I'm a man or a woman. A zachar or a nekeva. So for example, a zachar between 20 and 60, if you look up the Erechen chart, that's 50 shkalim. A nekeva between 20 and 50, it's 30 shkalim. But who's the zachar or the nekeva? Again, here too, this is rule number three, v'harachim, when we decide how much the person has to pay, based on whether that person is a zachar or a nekeva, ba'nerach, it goes after the person that we're doing the Erechen on. So if a woman says the Erech of so-and-so is upon me, it depends who that so-and-so is, whether that person is a zachar or a nekeva. Fourth rule, the ha'erech, and when we have to look to see how old the person is, bizman ha'erech, we look to see how old the person was at the time that the Erechen commitment was made. In other words, again, getting back to that chart, let's say a zachar between 20 and 60 pays 50 shkalim. From 60 and on, it's 15 shkalim. But what if when I made the neder, when I said the Erech of so-and-so, he was still 59. But now, by the time it comes to pay the money, he's already over 60. So zakta mishnah v'erech, determining how old a person is, and this is the fourth rule of the Mishnah, is bizman ha'erech. It goes after how old that person was when I made the statement, the erechen of that person upon me. Now we go back to the first klal. What was the first klal again? That hesegad benoider. When the Torah says that if the person can't afford it, there's a lesser price, that means the person who made the neder. Ketzad. So ketzad means, please illustrate how this would work out practically. Zok the Mishnah weiter. How would this work out practically? Zok the Mishnah, Oni Sheherech Esa Asher, let's say an Oni, a poor man, says the Erech of that Asher upon me, Noisin Erech Oni. So we're going to make him pay how much the Oni can afford, how much he, as an Oni, who made the commitment of Erech, and he's the one that said the Erech of so-and-so upon me, if he can't afford more, he'll pay less. It doesn't make a difference that he said on a rich man, the Erech of that person upon me. For that matter, v'asher sheherech es ha'ani. It's the other way around. This person has plenty of money. He's a rich man. But he said, the erech of a certain poor person upon me. Now he's an erech asher. He has to pay the amount according to the chart. He can't say, but the person I said, that the erechen of him on me is so poor, why should I have to pay the full amount? And the answer is, because you have the money. So, quickly chazring over the four klalim in our Mishnah. Klal number one. The Torah says if a person can't afford the Erechen, he pays less. This means the person who made the neder. Klal number two, the Torah says it depends how old the person is. That means the nidar. The person that we said on him, his Erechen upon me. Depends how old that person is. Third klal, the Torah also says, it depends whether that person is a zacher or a nekeva, that means the nerach. If I say the erichin of so-and-so upon me, it depends if that person is a zacher or a nekeva. And the fourth rule was, even though it changes with age, I can't say, well, now the person is over 60, so I pay only 15. No, it goes bizman ha'erach. However, that person was old at the time that I said his erichin upon me. Now, this could be a kula also. For example, from 5 until 20, you pay 20 shkalim. From 20 until 60, you pay 50 shkalim. So if I said the erichin of so-and-so, who at that time was under the age, I say the erichin of that person upon me, by the time I pay it, he's already 20. Goes after the time I paid it. And then the Mishnah explained the first rule. What does it mean? Hesig yad benoider. A poor person can say on Rothschild, on the richest person, his erichin upon me. But if the poor person can't afford it, then he gets a cheaper price. And if Rothschild says on the poor person, on the poorest person, his erichin upon me, he can't say, well, I don't have to pay the full price. No, it goes after the person who made the commitment.